All right, welcome back. Inside Agriculture, we are here at Farm Progress at the Roach Ag booth doing your marketing, brokerage, tax savings, and Mark Poole joins us again today. And a turnaround Thursday, would you call it?
Yeah, I would, and it's a good time to talk to you. We're putting in new highs for the day here as we speak. We're up about 3.5 in December corn, so we put in a new low for the week in the overnight, and we've just had steady buying here all day in the corn, and even the beans have turned back positive, so it's something I like to see.
And how did we do this? I mean, is there rumors of some trade deals or some business, or is it just a tired bottom basement buying, things like that?
Yeah, I haven't been able to keep up with the wires too much today, so I am not sure on any news. However, we do have first notice day for the September contract coming into picture, and a lot of times when we get that behind us, when farmers are done pricing against those contracts, that pressure tends to alleviate, and I think we're seeing that. I am a little bit surprised that we actually have the wheat is leading us higher, so we might have some news in the wheat, but that is encouraging to see some green on the screen.
Yeah, seems like we've been pretty quiet in the trading lately. Farmers are reluctant to do anything, as some of the brokers and traders are, but the screen looks a little active here towards the close today.
It does, and we've had a pretty decent volume here the last couple of days, even with market being somewhat muted. So I think we start getting closer to harvest and start having a little bit better idea on some anecdotal yield reports, and we'll be able to maybe test last week's high.
First notice day affecting corn more than beans?
Yeah, the September contract in corn is much more significant. I don't want to say it's meaningless, but it's not as relevant in the beans. The August contract is a bigger deal in the beans when that goes off, so it basically skips to November. But it does matter for all three, corn, beans, and wheat.
For sure. All right. Looking ahead, again, marketing as we get towards the end of summer. Farmers are trying to do some wheat, combine wheat up in the Dakotas. Boy, the humidity is still just off the chart every morning. Getting in the soybean combine, switching over to the corn header. We hope to get this thing wrapped up soon, but what do we do until it's time to sell something?
Well, you got to be patient. It's really tough at these prices, but basically the conversations I've had at the show the last few days are, how can we lose the least amount of money? How can we be more defensive? And those really aren't fun conversations to have, but it's the reality of the market right now. So the market's telling you that it'll pay you to store bushels, especially in the bean market. So if you do have bin storage, this is a year that's really going to pay off. If you don't, it's just the opposite. It's going to cost you a lot of money to store in the commercial side of things if you go out that far. So that is something to consider. You really need to find a home for bushels this year. And that's a conversation that you need to have and address it before we get busy in the field.
Yeah. Well, as to use the football analogy, offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships. So you be defensive. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Super. All right. The corn and the soybeans, are they acting differently? The row crops acting differently than wheat?
Yeah, they are. The wheat just, it's a lot easier for the managed money to sell the wheat market. It's grown all over the world all the time. So it's a lot easier for that market to get sold. Whereas the corn and the beans, they follow some of these other outside stories a lot closer. And you don't have a problem in wheat until you do. Like the Russian invasion of Ukraine here 3 years ago, that's when we had a lot of action. But ever since then, there's just hasn't been a lot to really move the needle in that market.
It is the function of the market to determine an appropriate price based on supply and demand and where the money's moving. So are we acting normally?
It doesn't really feel like we are, because we do have really strong demand in the corn, and it just seems like we've ignored it for the better part of the year. However, I think we know we've got a big supply coming on, and we haven't had any weather issues in either South America or in North America, so the market hasn't gotten spooked enough to come in and really aggressively buy.
All right. Mark Poole from Roach Ag. How do producers get a hold of you to talk about marketing?
Our website is roachag.com.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And there's the check of Thursday's grain markets. Let's check the weekend weather now on Inside Agriculture.